Your recordings have started.
Thank you very much, Missy. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the MPOC XCOM call on 11th of October 2017 at 1300 UTC. On the call today, we have Gangahar Pandey, John Carr, Ponsele Ilelegi, Raul Plummer, and from staff, we have myself, Mariam Bakoshi. I'd like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, John.
Great. Thank you, Mariam. Hi, everyone. This is our October meeting. And I just wanted, before we started, if there were anything that we needed to add or take away from the agenda, because it was a draft agenda that I sent out. Anything? Nothing? Okay, so before we start that, let's go to the actions from last time, because we have I guess it's in the outreach, so let's go to that. Sorry, Mariam, it's on the list already. I did send that, eh? Okay. Oh, I highlighted it, didn't I? Let's just go back to the... Oh, my voice is faint. Is that better? Yes?
Yes, we can hear you, John.
Okay. So just go back up to the... If there are no additions, let's just go by the agenda then. Okay, so any issues around ICANN 67 in terms of travel or accommodations? I know Juan said he hadn't heard about his accommodation. Is everybody else on track?
I just got a mail from the constituency travel like in less than an hour, and they were telling me that which hotel I'm staying at, which is luckily the one right next to the exhibition center.
Okay. And everyone else is probably has heard as well. I don't get one, but Glenn also had confirmation.
No, I'm still John Ponsley speaking.
Yep, go ahead.
Ponsley speaking. I've not yet got my hotel.
Mm-hmm.
I've not yet got my ticket. Fly out on the 25th. The FCM people. I think it's because of my visa, because I can later also process it that the UAE government are doing it for free. So I was to send my passport copy, which I've sent it to them, so I'm still waiting. So that's
okay.
The status. But I don't know where I'm staying. I know that they've confirmed that I will travel on the 25th, and they were waiting for Joseph to approve it because he's the one sorting out the visa. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's not constituency travel, it's a visa issue?
No, it's not the visa. Constituency travel told me to send my passport to them, copy of my passport as a PDF, that's because they are going to, now visa is going to be issued for free by ICANN 60 organizers through the UAE government. So I sent that, and then they later asked me, what of my ticket? I said that I did my ticket stuff long ago, but they didn't respond back to me because they were waiting for the visa, which I was to do myself till I can't travel, said they are doing it. So all these things going hand in hand. And I think FCM told me that, recently told me to choose my flights, and I selected that I'll fly out on the 25th. And reaching on the 26th via Brussels through to... direct to Abu Dhabi. So I'm still waiting, so I don't have hotel info and stuff like that. So that's it. But I hope maybe this week or next week latest. Yeah.
Great. Well, let us know so that if there's anything that Miriam or I can do to help.
I'll do that by next week, Monday latest, if I've not had anything in full. Yeah.
Okay, great. Anyone else? No other hands? Great. I will put together an agenda for both Constituency Day as well as the EC meeting. Now, for Constituency Day, we do have a couple of, even for Abu Dhabi 60, actually, I should just put in the general. There are Consumer Trust would like to do a presentation, as well as Sarah Nush also asked if the EC could come and do a presentation to the fellows. So we're looking for volunteers for that. I can send all of this information to everyone. I was putting it together, and anyone that wants to go, let me know. But I will put a draft agenda together after today's meeting and send it to everyone for Constituency Day and the EC meetings. If there are anything that anyone wants on that meeting, let me know, on that agenda, let me know, and I'll put it on, and then we can submit it to Miriam for ICANN. So I will actually do that today. That's a to-do for Joan. I wanted to do it last week, but I thought we'll wait until this week in case there was any suggestions of the constituency meetings. And then what we want to do is actually then send out an invite to the membership to join us for Constituency Day starting on Monday so that we can get people to come on the call. Just a quick question. There's remote participation for Constituency Day and EC, right, Miriam, for members?
Don't I repeat that again?
For the Constituency Day and or the EC meetings, there's remote participation
for
that's available?
Yes, for both.
Okay, great. So we can start sending out. So it's one thing that we usually don't do. We send it out like the night before, so I kind of want to send out our agenda and invitations starting at least by Monday so the memberships
that's
can join us. Yeah. So we start to communicate earlier with our members. I think it's really important going forward. So I will do that. Ponce, could you give us an update on what's happening with the outreach for Abu Dhabi? Have you heard anything back? Ponce?
Yes, Ponce speaking. Yes,
yeah.
Thank you, Joanne. What has happened is the organizations I contacted, most of them looked like what do you call this? Professional organizations. They claimed they were NGOs, but they were like professional organizations, like the Women's Business Forum and stuff like that. So what I did, you sent, you made me contact Adam Peak, contacted me, and if I had any problems, I should get back to him. So I emailed back to Adam Peak to tell him that this is the issue I'm having, that all the ones organizations have been getting their professional membership organizations based in the UAE, if you can help me through his staff to get the actual NGOs, and I've still not heard from him. So if I might request, you'll help me follow up with him.
Well, might I suggest something? I mean, I think we don't want professional organizations. I think that's not what we do. But I do think I want to propose something to everyone, that we don't have an event for outreach in Abu Dhabi, but that we spend the time to plan for ICANN 61 so that we're together anyway. I think that if we can spend that time to create a framework for the next one so that we're starting right away to and if we could do that all the time so that at each meeting what we're doing is actually planning the next one and promoting it as we go. Does that sound like a plan?
Joan, if I might add here, yes, it sounds like a plan, but my take too is that we should still try to reach out, especially that we really don't have any presence in the MENA region, in the Middle East. So even if it's one or two or three, it will help to get them there. But I like the plan, yes, planning a step ahead before ICANN 61, but it will still be good because definitely the MENA region is a region that has a lot of things that and NCSG will be good for MPOC to get involved with local NGOs than the managers.
Okay.
And that's what I've tried my best to do, and I've had to revert back to Adam. So I like your idea, but it would be good if we can. Thank you.
Okay, great. So you think that we can have not-for-profits in the room, like you said, two or three, and maybe build a relationship with them. Is that what you're thinking?
Yes, that's what I'm thinking, and that's why I've reached out to Adam. And if you can also follow up with him today after today's call, because I've emailed him, I've not had anything from him. Maybe he's very busy, so that to see if we can do that. Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. And so you're just waiting for his response. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I'm waiting for his response because he said some of his staff in his earlier email, he said if I need help, his staff can help me get some NGOs from there.
Mm-hmm.
So I've responded to him that I've not been, all the ones that have tried to contact me are business-related professional organizations, not typical NGOs. So if he can really get his staff to help to do that for us.
Mm-hmm. So
he has not responded.
So,
it's more than a week now.
Right. So, Miriam, you have something to say, and I have something to say after. Go ahead, Miriam.
Yeah, hi. Thank you very much, Joan. This is Miriam Bokoshi for the record. Thanks for this. For next time, please, if anyone is sending emails for, you know, to help with tracking, is it okay to CC me so that I can, you know, follow up on stuff like this? I didn't hear about this. So I would have been able to pursue it. That's one. And number two, Bahar Esmat, I think he's the regional person for the MENA region, the engagement VP. If we can get him on board, and there's this other guy, I don't remember his name now, I'll get those two emails, and then, Ponsele, if you can send an email to them and say, this is your plan, you know, and you want to work with them, they're the same people Adam is talking about, because Adam might be busy right now, so we want to be able to just do these things without, if we can do it with the person involved one-on-one rather than going through a third party, that would be excellent. So, yeah, I'm going to get the email and send across to you. And at the same time, I'm going to send a Skype to Adam now and just ask him if there is any follow-up to your email. But, yeah, thank you very much.
Great, thanks. And also,
thanks,
I'd like
to... Thanks, yes.
Go ahead.
Sorry, can I just... Please?
Yeah?
Yeah,
politely
speaking. I just... thank you, Miriam. I just wanted to say it was an oversight on my part that I didn't copy you on the email to Adam, but the first email, it was copied to you that Joanne sent. Actually, Joanne sent the email to Adam, and then Adam responded that, yes, if I needed help, he'll get his staff to look into it. I know Baha personally, who is VP of the Middle East, but since it was Adam that they said I should contact if I had problems, that's why I went directly to Adam. I just overlooked Baha because I know him personally. We are friends. Yeah. So thank
you. Great. So please do contact Baha ASAP and please see me in it. So that I can follow up as well.
Okay.
That would be good. Just, yeah, go ahead and contact Baha. Thank you.
Great. So CC me, too, so that we can do a bit of, we're prepared in terms of being able to host that event as well. And so that
yeah, I'll do that. Thank you.
Yeah, we're on the radar to actually have any planning so we can plan some of that stuff and if we need any printed materials and things like that. So, Miriam, is that an old hand or?
Yes, that's
okay.
An old hand. We have gone over the printing date, so we can't print it right now. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
But we can always print ourselves, so, especially if it's 5 or 10. So, I'd like to have something that looks good, that's all, or even if you have to do a PowerPoint or whatever. It's just the whole idea of making sure that we're not planning the hour before, that's all, if it's possible. Sometimes it's not. What about PIR? Were you able to contact them as well, Ponsley?
Sorry? I didn't hear your last question, Sorry.
Sure. We had talked about, I think, it wasn't an action, it was more suggestion. Last time we were talking about PIR, you were going to talk to them?
PIR. No, I've not had time to all the schedules of events to talk to Paul Diaz. He said he will get back to me. He had got back to me.
Okay.
So thanks for the reminder, but I tried to schedule a meeting with him on Skype. He said he has not yet got back to me, but thanks for the reminder. We'll follow it up today.
Yes, no worries. All right. Any questions? Miriam. Go ahead, Miriam.
Yeah, hi, John. Quantile, is it possible for us to have a timeline or time scale to, which we can work on so that I can have that in the action items? Just to make sure that we're on track with things
yes.
like this, and then I'll always remind you if it's over the deadline.
Yeah, 48 hours. Thanks, 48 hours. The PIR one, that one's really an oversight. I've done it long ago, but I didn't follow up. Thanks.
Thank you, Anthony.
I will.
Great. So speaking of the tracking, so one of the things that how I guess I function is I like to look at what it is, the actions that we're supposed to do. In my business life, that's what I do. I have a tracking thing, and it just works for me. But when we have our meetings, our monthly meetings, that's probably the first things that we're going to go over every single meeting is the actions that we had agreed on previously so that we're always on track, and also if any other issues come up. But we'll talk later about the Trello because I think that the Trello will help us to keep on track as well. There's also we won't talk about other programs, but I use another program called Asana, which actually reminds you when you put a date on. It sends you. Does Trello do that, Raul? Does it send you a reminder if you have a date on it?
I think on the ones it has a deadline set. For those, I think it does send a reminder.
Okay.
For the person responsible.
Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure, but we could test it.
Mhm. Well, let's do a testing and maybe for tomorrow, like put something on that's due, you know, say Friday or something, and see what it does. Because the one that I use, it actually sends you what you need to do, and you know, I'm going to do that. Miriam, you have your hand up as well. Down. Okay. So let's test that, and so that it helps us because we're all very busy, and it's sometimes the month flies by so quickly. I didn't get that. Not that you don't want to, just not on the radar.
Yeah, it's a great to-do list. Can I say something related to Trello?
Yeah.
Is that we would need to decide whether we can open it for everyone or if we should just one solution, if we don't want to open the Trello to everyone, which I think would be the nice thing to do, but if we don't want to do that, then we can create logins and user accounts for the NPOC website, and then people, when they log in, they would see it straight off the bat. So We could, for example, send those user details to all our members as well, and then it would be just like within NPOC that they could go and have a look what exactly is going on. But so we basically need to make a decision on do we want to open it for all internet, or do we just want to have it for our own members?
Or the EC. All right. So what would be the benefits of having the it open to the membership? I'll tell you the why I'm asking. I was thinking that the EC has certain tasks to do, and it would be a central place for everyone to go, and or that Trello itself sends a reminder for everyone. So it keeps us on track without having the work say, oh, what did I have to do again? Because, you know, you write it down, but this way it keeps you on track. So that was the idea behind it. what would be the benefit for the membership to also access it?
Well, at the moment, we have a completely blank how to get involved page.
Mm-hmm.
So we could basically just put that there, integrate it with that page, and then people could have a look if there was something that they could help us with.
What does everybody else think? Any thoughts? No thoughts. Okay, so no hands up. So here's what I'm going to propose. I think that because it's about us doing our actions, I think it should be for the EC members. But I see your point about how do we get people involved. Now we can put it on the be more proactive with the MPOC discuss list, and also put the task on the website, and people could put comments, and that's where we can start to collect comments. But Ponsele is saying it should be open. Okay, so
yeah, I think it's really about.
It sounds like a good idea. Because we're struggling to get our members involved, so why not just start
exactly?
Right, yeah, you know what? It's yeah. Okay, I like it.
That's the thing. Like we at the Pirate Party, we really noticed how we started putting all the tasks in Trello, and then suddenly there were people who we never even knew about, and they were suddenly coming up to us and asking, "Oh, can I do this? This looks easy."
Yeah.
I mean, and if it's stuff like translating and sort of I don't know, stuff that pretty much anyone can do, then we can really get a lot of extra help. And I think it would be the ideal situation would be where not just the XCOM is doing all the work, but
that's
actually
right.
Our members would be doing well, like with NCUC.
So we want the members to do the work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay,
but
well,
if they don't even know what it is involved,
right.
It's hard for them to engage with us.
That's right. We do that at FBSC as well. We tell what the tasks are, and people just take leadership and do it. It makes it really
right.
Easy.
So,
okay. Is everyone on board with that? Then I think it's a great idea, because I'm just been racking my brain. How do we start engaging our members, not just on a one-time basis, but consistently? Because you can always, I like to put things in place that people can consistently do things. That's probably how I function, but yeah, great. So any objections to that then? Hearing none. Okay, well, why don't, can we put that as an action then for you? Is that all right?
Yeah, great. I'll open it and integrate it for everyone.
Open membership, yeah. Let's just try to do this stuff, and we're spending the time for the last 3 months doing this. So we may as well do it right and open.
Yeah, and there's nothing secret there anyway.
Exactly. We can always have a meeting if we need to discuss something that and I can't even foresee what that would be. All right. So the next, Miriam, you have that down as an action for Raul to set up Trello for our membership. And let us know what you need. Yes, go ahead.
So just a quick one. It's a good idea to do that, but how do you get people engaged with that? So my thinking is it's good to have it on the website, but there needs to be a step after that is getting people to go there. So would you send an email with a list, task list, and then pointing to the Trello or what, because I don't...
Yep.
Those are things that need to be thought of. It's not just having it on the website, but how do you get people to go there?
Right.
Well, I think it's, just send it on the mailing list and say, it's there, and then people can always check, but it's always important to send the task to the mailing list.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. And
that's
we
exactly
can just like,
and
when it's on the web page, it's really even for total strangers, they have a look at how to get involved, and they will see all the tasks that we have, and outside people They can participate in fulfilling the tasks, but they won't be able to do cards themselves. And I think
right.
we do want to keep it that way so nobody can sabotage it.
Change it, right.
Yeah. So yeah. It's basically, I think we can also, if we have this monthly easy call, we could always sort of, for example, if maybe Olivier or somebody could sort of, or Mariam, somebody could have the action points, and we could then, or I could put that list into Trello, and then we can send out a mail every month after the easy
yes.
call that these are the things that we are now set to do, and please help us with, and like here's the list, and you can help us with at the Trello interface.
Yes. That's also, let's do it so that, because it's really, really important after Abu Dhabi that we start to really roll out a membership engagement plan.
Yes.
Because our excuse would be that we spent the last few months just putting together a new MPOC kind of thing. And so, you know, here it is. We've worked on the charter. We've worked on the Trello. Here is how we're going to get you involved. You know, it's sort of almost like an invitation that we've set this foundation in place. So, sounds good?
Yeah. I think that way we will have a lot more interested people. And, I mean, I think a lot of people will realize that it's not all like rocket surgery, that, you know, there are simple tasks to do that we just need some manpower to do them.
Mm-hmm. And women power, too.
Yes, absolutely.
just trying to be funny. Okay, Mariam, go ahead. Oh, hands down. All right, so we're all in agreement for that. That's wonderful. Okay, so the next NCSG. I believe we're in the planning stages of an NCSG extra meeting for, and I haven't heard anything. I know we have our NCSG EC meetings and all of that, but there's also other meetings that are planned, so I will also get any information to forward to everyone. I also forward to the membership, and I didn't get a copy of it, I want to say. I sent it out to the membership, and I'm wondering if people are getting it. The survey for the NOMCOM, I sent that out, and I sent out, oh, I forgot what it was, but I put it on the MPOC discuss list, and I didn't get a copy of it. So we need to look at that to make sure that our members are actually getting anything that we're sending out. I don't know how to do that. I usually put myself as a copy so that I actually get the copy for myself. So we'll have to just keep an eye on that. All right. Reports. So are we done with number two? Any questions, issues? We're good. Okay, let's move on then. Number three, just to say that everyone knows we're working on the charter. I think it's looking good. If I've taken the responsibility for checking the bylaws for ICANN against the charter, and that's an education in itself. I looked at the – has anyone ever read the ICANN bylaws? My Lord. Anyway, so I'm checking that. If anyone can take on the responsibility of checking some of the references that we have for NCUC and NCSG as well, that will be great. So that next week that we're actually looking on those references, we are having our call next Tuesday. And we would love to have something done so that we will kind of have a draft charter in Abu Dhabi, and that would be quite an accomplishment. We also had a call with the CEO yesterday. Raul was on the call as well, and Martin, and I was really happy with some of the things that he said. But the greatest message of all was that he was quite positive about MPOC, which made me happy, of course. But his vision of this whole idea of building relationships and being able to speak with his staff, and it was just, it seems like an open door, and I think that's a really good messaging going forward. Do you have any comments on that, Raul, on the call yesterday?
Yeah, I had a really good feeling about it as well. I guess one of the most encouraging things he said was that he usually, before these calls, and he had made 18 calls to, mm-hmm. until then with the other constituencies. He said he's always talking to his staff a few minutes after, like before the call, and this time as well he asked his staff, like, so what's going on with MPOC? And apparently the staff told him that everything's looking good. And,
yeah.
So that sounded really positive. And yeah, because he was saying that, like, there were quite a few other constituencies that they had, like, some tough issues and so on, but, like, we seem to be just doodling along just fine.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I think once we get this charter done, we can really get on with the policy work and the member engagement better.
Yeah. Yes, I think so as well. All right. Any updates on Pontelet? Pontelet? Did we lose Pontelet? I think we may have lost him. Let's just move to Ganga if we can. If Pontelet is getting back online. Ganga, are you there? Yes, Ganga, go ahead. Your hands are up. Go ahead, please. Ganga, we can't hear you. You have your... Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
We can now. Go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, good. I'll be missing you, all of you people at Abu Dhabi, but I'll be connecting remote.
Okay.
I'll be just participating remote because I will be in Trivandrum in Internet School of Governance, India. I'm a fellow there. I will be there. Just after that, there's the overlap in the ICON City and the Internet School of Governance meetings. So whenever it's possible, I'll just log into the system and connect with you. That's one thing. And John, whatever work you're doing, this cross-checking, if there is some guidance, I think I will be able to help in that.
Right. Now, how are you? Yes, we need to do that. For sure. How are you? Are you connecting with the calls on NCSG? Okay. And in terms of membership, have we had any new members?
No, there was one application, and Mariam told that in the next meeting we will be looking into that. I think it is from Pakistan.
Okay. So there has been no new members for the last 2 months?
No, only one application.
So that's another focus that we should have, is if you could look at a plan on how we can get new members as well. We won't send this out for the next meeting. Maybe that's an action, Mariam, for Ganga. And I can help you work on it, because I did put together something before on how to get new members. I'll send you that draft. So, Mariam, that's an action for Ganga to create a plan so that we can all be aware of what is being done and that we can all also help to support you.
I think now, since it's happening in Abu Dhabi, we can focus in the Gulf area and get one member from one country like that, at least 5-6 memberships.
Yeah, well, I don't need the details now, but if you can put it together,
okay.
And send it to us.
Yeah, I will be in touch with Mariam and we will work out something.
Okay, great. I will send you my draft as well.
Yes.
All right. Ganga here. Great. Ponce, are you back on? Ponce? Nope. All right. Juan's not here, and Olivier is not here. Miriam, didn't Olivier send the...
Sorry, I'm back on. I didn't connect my...
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm back on. Sorry, Joanne.
Okay, great. Do you have anything new for policy? And do you need any help? Go ahead, Ponce. Hello?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I will... say what I want to say.
Yeah, you're going in and out, just so you know.
Yes, in terms of what's happening now with policy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can you hear me clearly now?
Not clearly, but it wasn't before, but go ahead and let's
yes.
see what happens.
I said
now.
Since my email on the 19th, in
yeah.
which of July, in which I stated all the areas
yeah.
we should focus on policy, that is the use of country and mentioned the TLDs,
mm-hmm.
review of all rights and protection mechanisms,
mm-hmm.
And protection of IGO and INGOs identified as LGTLDs,
mm-hmm.
privacy and proxy services accreditation, issues with working groups, and the TIC who is policy development process. Those were areas I felt all members should take a look into and also contribute. I also sent out information on how they can understand about the GNSO, how it works and everything within the PDP processes. Unfortunately, I have not got people apart from the usual suspects, Raul, Martin, and Juan, who are in different working groups, and some of these that are doing their own thing. But I've not really got any new member contacting me or a member that they want to be involved in the policy deliberations and for them to for me to give them guides. So that has not really happened. But what I noticed that has happened is that at least I get, apart from Martin that joins during the policy committee meetings, Martin also joins, him being a counselor, and Raul also joins, and Sam also attends. So that is good. And we have also, I've also been very involved in all the comments that have needed approval within policy group of NCSG. And yes, that is what has happened on that part. So, but I would really love people, apart from people from the executive, to get involved more in policy, you know. So
right. yeah.
that is my biggest challenge now. And it's still a work in progress. I mean, this new executive came in on board in July, so let me see how the year turns out. But it's
so,
still a work in progress. I'd like to get more people.
Right. No, definitely you need support, and certainly intend that after we finish with some of this foundational stuff to also step up more to that. I have a question, though. We have agreed on some of the issues that we want to focus on. Are there any, or I mean, it's not done yet, but maybe from now on, if we could identify some of those issues and just send them and then for public comments to our members and start to communicate to our members what the issues are to that need public comments, so that they can start to do that. I think that going forward, we should be really, really focused on that too, because definitely what we need to do is start to communicate and engaging the members for the policy process. So, All right. Yeah, lots of work in that. Okay, so I'm hoping that Abu Dhabi is like a new start for us, that we can do some planning and have some really, really good agreements on going forward, because I think it's important for MPOC to not just have the framework, but actually let people know and get them involved. And I think we're doing the right thing and we're on the right track, so that's great. Miriam. Yes. All right. So we have Olivier on the call. Hi, Olivier. Do you have some tracking for us on the Skype on any actions and issues that we talked about? Have you been able to do that? Olivier? If you are speaking, we can't hear you. Okay, when you get your, if you are on and hearing us, when you get your audio going, maybe you can let us know. Or if not, if you could send us an email saying what you're doing and what are the actions. That's probably the best way anyway. Any other questions about any reports, any inputs, comments? Good. So number four, well, I think that... Oh, I've got to still finish up the update for the NCSG. I'm going to put that on because I've got to finish that. I have it on my to-do list. So the NCSG, we had done that before, but there were some other items that I saw that we can put in just to reinforce that we are actually doing some work. But this is not for this year. This is for 2015 and 2016. So it's the past work. Which was challenging for me to find. So I'm keeping track of this year, so when we have to do a review, whomever is doing it will have that information right at their fingertips. So that's why I'm doing the tracking. So all of that stuff will be easy for the EC in the future. We talked about the tracking of the EC work with Trello. Did you want to add anything else, Raul, to A3? And we know we're working on the charter. We already talked about that. We have already agreed on an action for the tracking and administration. And
yeah, I think that's really it. I think I covered it pretty much previously.
Yep.
So I think that's something I need to do, and that'll be an opportunity for our members to join our work, but also it'll be giving us that little bit extra pressure to work in a timely manner as well, so we will meet those deadlines, because those will look kind of bad if since it's open public.
Right. Yes, absolutely. And Ponsele, you're good. I think we've talked about the priorities previously. You're good with that? Anything else you want to add to that?
Yes, I would like to add about the public consultation that it was discussed yesterday briefly in the in our policy called the Community Resources Consultation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's basically how community resources are managed.
Mm-hmm.
MTSG wants to put out a statement on that,
mm-hmm.
you know, so I think it will also be good if MPOC puts a statement on that. I'm going to draft something to send to the MPOC discourse.
Okay, great.
List by tomorrow, yeah.
Okay, wonderful. So that's an action as well. Great. Thank you. Now, I'm going to suggest something as well. That because I'm looking at the next one, which is the year in review, which we had not done. But we can still do something after Abu Dhabi, sort of a here's what we've done in the last 3 months sort of thing, because we're not actually responsible for the year in review. We're actually responsible for since June. So get in the habit of every ICANN meeting that we do a review of the last 3 months ending with the meeting for the conferences. Maybe that's what we need to do so that we're, our members know what we're doing. So we have the constituency day meetings, and after the meeting, this is what we've done for the EC, and this is what we accomplished at the conference, and here are the issues that came up at the conference, again, to get our members involved and be aware of what's going on. What do you guys think? Sounds like a plan.
Sounds good.
Okay. Marion, could you bring the agenda up a little bit, please? Great, thank you. Everything is designed to get our members involved, and that it's a little bit organized. It's not going to be right at the onset every single thing, but at least I think we're getting there, and we're going to look good, and our members will contribute to our looking good as well, so that everyone is involved. So I have nothing else in terms of communicating to our members. I'll please mute your, yep, mine is muted. Any other business other than the logo, which I think I read that Raul asked Ponsole to vote on the logo. But other than that, any other business? No? Issues that we sorry, go ahead. Did somebody want to speak?
Ganga is typing something.
Yes, I see that.
Hello.
Hi, Ganga. Go ahead.
Are we making any small film about MPOC?
The history of MPOC? Is that what
yeah.
you're referring to? Well, I think instead of you asking, maybe we had like the idea at a previous meeting, if you could give us an idea of what you want to do and so that we can start putting a storyboard together. That would be great.
Yeah, and I'll be needing some archival footage.
Mm-hmm.
And the beginning, how it started and all that, and some video bites from the people who matter. And once these inputs are available with me, I'll put them together and make them into a film, small film, 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes, 3 minutes, like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ponsole is the only one of that was involved from the very beginning. Right, Ponsole, you were right at the onset of MPOC?
Yes, I was right at the onset, and I can give like an insight, yes.
Right. So, Ganga, if you could put together maybe a draft of what you foresee that you would like to do. I know that there's ICANN as well, but I think it's really important to speak to Ponsole because he was there and he knew the first EC as well. So he could talk about them. And, you know, I think it's important to bring them in as well and just do this is how we started here and here's where we're going. It's very important to say where we're going.
Yeah. Next thing is, hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, we are planning to keep our social media account, particularly Facebook and Twitter, active during Abu Dhabi.
Okay, I didn't understand what you said.
Oh. Our Twitter and Facebook accounts.
The Twitter account?
Yeah, Twitter and Facebook.
Yes.
Are we going to keep them active during ICANN 60, Abu Dhabi?
I would think so.
Yeah, any hashtag we will have other than ICON60 hashtag, any separate hashtag for NPOC?
Really having a hard time, I'm sorry. Oh, a hashtag, okay. There's a lot of noise in the background, I'm sorry. Well, we'll talk to Juan about that. And yes, it sounds like a great idea. Of course, it's a great idea. Let's talk to him as the communications person. How's that to create one? And that's his job. So let's do that. So put that down for Juan to do, Miriam, as a task. So that's a great idea. Thank you. Any other questions, Ganga? You're done. Thanks. All right, so that's an old hand. Yes, a regular hashtag would be very good. All right. Yes. Any other questions, issues, business arising? We're good? All right, so we have a few actions to do. Pansala, do let me know about your travel, if there's anything that we can do to help. And our next call will be on Tuesday, so if we could work on the charter for the next week and just review it. And, oh, Miriam, is it possible that once we're done with the charter next week that you could print out copies for us to actually have copies in Abu Dhabi, to actually have printed copies to work on when we're there? Is that possible?
Yeah, sure, definitely. That's a good idea. I'll get printed copies. Yeah.
Yeah, so we're, together and the printed copies and we can go through it, so... that would be great. So that's after the meeting next week, though. Okay?
That reminds me, actually. I had a talk with Adam Peak, and it's about the brochures we have. And I told him, I guess I should have checked this with you guys, but we agreed to change our brochure by 1 point and 1 point only. And that was, I think at the moment it has... Joan's email address there, but we should change that to something that can be changed to whoever is holding that position at the time.
Yes.
So we put something like info@npark.org.
Perfect.
We can put that to the whole XCOM or the membership coordinator or whoever we want, really.
Yeah, perfect. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, and I agreed with, I told Adam that we'd probably be happy with about 200 brochures, and he should be able to print them for Abu Dhabi and deliver them get them delivered to the hotel.
Okay, perfect. Great job. All right. So the only other business arising is I have to do an update to the crop plans. We had a call with Adam as well, and we had submitted a plan for our overall plans, but it needed to be specific for crop, and Adam suggested a couple of other events as well, and it has to be dated, the end date being next June. So I'm going to update that and send it to the EC as well and get that out of the way for this Friday so that we can submit it to ICANN. So that's the only other business arising to-do list. So, all right.
John, it's Maren here. We also need the agenda for all the meetings for Abu Dhabi. It was supposed to have gone in before the schedule was published yesterday. So we're actually behind time to get the agenda up.
All right. Well, I'll submit it this afternoon.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Ganga, your hand's up. Is that an old hand? Okay, great. Any other questions? We're good? All right. Well, I... Ganga's hand's up. Go ahead, Ganga. Ganga, you have your hand up?
Any chance that I can join you at Abu Dhabi?
Sorry?
Any chance that I can go to Abu Dhabi?
Any chance that you can go to Abu Dhabi?
Ah, yes.
Not from the seats that are available, but not that I'm aware of. But you know.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry about that. That's probably something we should be working on to have more seats and see where we can allocate for those. But thanks for asking. All right, I will call this meeting closed then if there are no other issues. Going once, twice. Okay, great. Thank you all. I think that was a great meeting, and we'll see you on Skype. Bye-bye. Miriam, we can call the meeting to an end.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, everyone. Please stop the recording and disconnect all lines. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.